金融世界，
马建元、刘江主持。各位朋友好，欢迎收听澳洲广播电台为您制作的金融世界节目，我是马建元。
我是刘江。在今天这次节目中，我们要谈谈过去50年中对稳定世界经济做出贡献的两个重要的国际组织
International Monetary Fund
国际货币基金组织和
World Trade Organization
世界贸易组织及其前身
General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade
简称
GATT
也就是关税及贸易总协定的由来和发展。
澳广金融节目主持人巴黎克拉克首先介绍了这两个国际组织诞生的历史背景。
These institutions came into existence because policymakers in the United States and the United Kingdom, the dominant players in the post-World War II planning game, wanted to avoid a repeat of the mistakes made during the interwar years. From an economic perspective, the period between the two world wars might best be described as an era of instability and collapse. The 1930s saw a drastic contraction of world trade, lower income, and high unemployment.
下面我们分段听一遍巴里克拉克的这段讲话和中文翻译。
These institutions came into existence because policymakers in the United States and the United Kingdom, the dominant players in the post-World War II planning game, wanted to avoid a repeat of the mistakes made during the interwar years.
这些机构的成立是由于美国和英国这两个在二次大战后制定计划时占支配地位国家的领导人希望避免重复在两次大战之间那段时期犯的错误。
From an economic perspective, the period between the two world wars might best be described as an era of instability and collapse. The 1930s saw a drastic contraction of world trade, lower income, and high unemployment.
从经济角度来看，第一次和第二次世界大战之间的那段时期可以说是动荡与崩溃的时期。在1930年代，世界贸易严重收缩，收入降低，失业增加。
接下来我们完整听一遍巴里克拉克的这段谈话。
These institutions came into existence because policymakers in the United States and the United Kingdom, the dominant players in the post-World War II planning game, wanted to avoid a repeat of the mistakes made during the interwar years. From an economic perspective, the period between the two world wars might best be described as an era of instability and collapse. The 1930s saw a drastic contraction of world trade, lower income,and high unemployment.
澳大利亚莫纳什大学的理查德·斯纳普教授对当时的历史背景做了进一步的解释。
There were two or three main things. One, of course, was the collapse of the international monetary system with countries restricting payments abroad and access to foreign currencies. And so there was a great deal of currency turmoil. And then with the onset of recession and depression in the world, we had countries erecting trade barriers, trying, in fact, to export unemployment.Trying to stimulate demand for their own products by keeping imports out. And this was contagious. So that in the early 1930s, you had a very, very substantial decrease in international trade. And of course, with that, an increase in inefficiency as countries were trying to do more and more themselves. You also had a great growth in bilateralism.That instead of trading on a multilateral basis, that is trading with anyone and buying from the cheapest source, you had a whole series of trade agreements where preferences were being given to particular countries, and so you had three aspects going on really. You had first of all a currency turmoil, you had secondly a very substantially increasing trade barriers and associated with that and with the depression greatly decreasing trade, thirdlyyou had a great deal of channeling of trade with preferred countries.
下面我们分段听一遍斯纳普教授的谈话和中文翻译。
There were two or three main things. One, of course, was the collapse of the international monetary system, with countries restricting payments abroad and access to foreign currencies. And so there was a great deal of currency turmoil. And then with the onset of recession and depression in the world, we had countries erecting trade barriers, trying, in fact, to export unemployment, trying to stimulate demand for their own products by keeping imports out.
主要有两或三个方面，其中之一当然是各国限制向海外付款和限制兑换外汇，使国际货币秩序崩溃，造成极大的货币动荡。然后随着世界经济衰退和萧条的开始，一些国家设置贸易壁垒，试图转嫁失业，并停止进口，以刺激对本国产品的需求。
And this was contagious.So that in the early 1930s, you had a very, very substantial decrease in international trade, and of course, with that, an increase in inefficiency, countries were trying to do more and more themselves.
各国互相仿效，结果在1930年代初，国际贸易大幅度缩减，同时无效率生产增加。因为各国都尝试自己来做更多的事。
You also had a great growth in bilateralism, that instead of trading on a multilateral basis, that is trading with anyone and buying from the cheapest source, you had a whole series of trade agreements where preferences were being given to particular countries.
同时双边主义也大行其道，各国签订许多贸易协议，为某些特定国提供贸易优惠，以此代替了在多边基础上进行的贸易。也就是同所有国家往来购买最廉价产品的贸易。
And so you had three aspects going on, really. You had, first of all, a currency turmoil. You had, secondly, very substantially increasing trade barriers, and associated with that and with the depression, greatly decreasing trade. Thirdly, you had a great deal of channeling of trade with preferred countries.
因此一共有三个方面的因素。一是货币动荡。二是贸易壁垒大量增加，再加上大萧条，贸易大幅度缩减。第三是大量通过优惠国渠道进行贸易。
下面我们把斯纳普教授对国际货币基金组织成立时的历史背景的介绍再听一遍。
There were two or three main things. One, of course, was the collapse of the international monetary system, with countries restricting payments abroad and access to foreign currencies. And so there was a great deal of currency turmoil. And then with the onset of recession and depression in the world, we had countries erecting trade barriers, trying, in fact, to export unemployment, trying to stimulate demand for their own products by keeping imports out. And this was contagious, so that in the early 1930s, you had a very, very substantial decrease in international trade,And of course, with that, an increase in inefficiency, countries were trying to do more and more themselves. You also had a great growth in bilateralism, that instead of trading on a multilateral basis, that is trading with anyone and buying from the cheapest source, you had a whole series of trade agreements where preferences were being given to particular countries. And so you had three aspects going on, really. You had, first of all, a currency turmoil. You had, secondly, very substantially increasing trade barriers, and associated with that and with the depression, greatly decreasing trade. Thirdly, you had a great deal of channeling of trade with preferred countries.
您现在收听的是《金融世界》，澳洲广播电台制作。1944年7月，美国总统罗斯福邀请44个国家的代表团到美国新罕布什尔州的布雷顿森林举行联合国家金融货币会议。也就是在这次会议上成立了两个新的国际组织
International Monetary Fund
国际货币基金组织和
International Bank for Reconstruction and Development
国际复兴开发银行俗称世界银行
国际货币基金组织有这样三个主要的目标。
One, the restoration of a multilateral system of payments based on worldwide convertibility of currencies. Two, stability of exchange rates. And three, national independence in monetary and fiscal policies.
国际组织的三个主要目标是在全球范围货币可兑换的基础上重建多边付款秩序，稳定汇率，各国有独立自主的货币和财政政策。我们再听一遍这段英文。
One, the restoration of a multilateral system of payments based on worldwide convertibility of currencies. Two, stability of exchange rates. And three,National independence in monetary and fiscal policies.
澳广金融节目主持人巴里克拉克接下来谈了世界贸易组织前身关税及贸易总协定的诞生。
At the time of Bretton Woods,The intention was to create an international trade organization paralleling the IMF. However, because currency stability and financial reconstruction were considered of greater urgency, this did not eventuate.
在举行布雷顿森林会议时，各国本打算建立一个与国际货币基金组织并存的国际贸易组织，但这并没有成为现实，因为稳定货币和重建金融体系被认为是当务之急。
Indeed, it was not until 3 years later, in 1947, that the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade, better known by its acronym, the GATT, became the focus for trade negotiations.
实际上，直到三年后的1947年，以它的英文缩写 GATT 更为知名的关税及贸易总协定才成为贸易谈判的焦点。
As a loose-knit organization,An agreement between contracting parties, the GATT differed organizationally from the IMF. It worked through what were termed negotiating rounds, at which member countries agreed to tariff reductions.
作为一个松散的组织，一项各签约国达成的协议，它在组织结构上与国际组织不同。它是通过谈判回合来工作，各成员国在谈判中就降低关税达成协议。
我们再完整听一遍巴里克拉克的这段谈话。
At the time of Bretton Woods, the intention was to create an international trade organization paralleling the IMF. However, because currency stability and financial reconstruction were considered of greater urgency, this did not eventuate. Indeed, it was not until 3 years later, in 1947, that the General Agreement on Tariffs and Trade,better known by its acronym, the GATT, became the focus for trade negotiations. As a loose-knit organization, an agreement between contracting parties, the GATT differed organizationally from the IMF. It worked through what were termed negotiating rounds, at which member countries agreed to tariff reductions.
各位朋友，这次由澳洲广播电台中文部为您制作的金融世界节目到这里就结束了。
欢迎您给我们写信，谈谈您对我们节目的看法。我们设在中国北京的信箱是北京9023号信箱，邮政编码100600。
您也可以从我们的互联网网页上取得本节目的文字材料。我们的网址是 www.abc.net.au/ra。
马金元和刘江在澳大利亚墨尔本，谢谢您的收听，下次节目再会。